We are living in very interesting times. And I want you to understand something. My biggest question right now is not whether there was election fraud or not, not whether the election was stolen, not whether we should take the vaccine for coronavirus. My question is, what is God doing in the midst of this craziness and division and suspicion and acrimony? What is God doing? Too often we pay attention to what God is not doing and not paying attention to what God is doing. And we have been lost in the quagmire of the nothingness. And 2020 will go down in history as one of the worst years that we have had as a country and as a congregation. And I want you to understand what God wants to do and what we are facing and what is happening in the spiritual realm and where God wants to do something if we're willing to focus on Him. Because what is happening is there has been a battle on who gets to be king. And in this country, half the country wanted one person as a king and the other half wanted another person as a king. The Israel government, if you don't pay attention, has also collapsed. And some want Gantz to be king, some want Netanyahu to be king, and Netanyahu is thinking about pardoning himself so he doesn't end up in jail before the next elections. And it's as messy there as it is here. Things are out of control because people are fighting on over who gets to be king. And I want you to know something, that in this congregation, Yeshua the Messiah is our king. And whatever we are facing, we face as a kingdom center, because right now we are in the midst of the battle, and I am calling us to raise up, to stand up, and to take a stance. For I say to you that the Jezebel is ruling and reigning with the prophets of Jezebel and supporting the propped up kings that we have all over the world. And I'm telling you right now that God rebukes Jezebel, and we have to decide who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve the Creator God of Israel, the Messiah Yeshua? Or are we going to follow Jezebel and her prophets? And the battle is real. The battle is in the world. The battle is in our country. The battle is in this congregation. And I'm telling you that it's time for us to go and challenge the false gods of this world, cut down the Asherah poles, to stand up, and we push back. And I say the spirit of Jezebel cannot rule and reign in us, cannot rule and reign in this congregation. And you have to choose this day who you will serve. Who are you going to serve? Because if we allow the quagmire of the Jezebel spirit to blind us with all the ignorance and corruption of the things going on in this world, we are sliding down the slope that every other nation is sliding into, that the world is sliding into, that the United States is sliding into. And I'm telling you, we do not want to slide into that crevice. We want to take a stance for God. In the name of Yeshua, I rebuke Jezebel. I rebuke anything that Jezebel tries to put upon us. And I proclaim more than that, God rebukes Jezebel. And you have to decide who you're going to follow, because you got to break the chains of Jezebel, who has clawed at you and drug you down. We have failed. We have failed to take a stance for the truth of God, because the Jezebel system of the world has pulled us down and watered down the kingdom concepts of God, has watered down the Holy Spirit of God, has watered down the kingdom principles of God's kingdom. And we are surrendering God's kingdom to the world kingdom led by Jezebel and her prophets. And I'm telling you, God is going to judge the prophets of Jezebel. And we have to be careful that we're not partaking in that spirit. And you've got to reject that spirit. And you've got to say, I rebuke Jezebel in my own life. We reject Jezebel in this congregation. We reject Jezebel in our families. Because as one of the songs we're going to be singing, because I said, Denda, you know, where heaven is real and death is a lie. And I'm telling you, the quagmire of the world is real. And you can't even watch the news anymore. It's got more, started out crazier than last year. And last year was a total loss and a total washout and a total erosion of the truth of the kingdom of God. And it's time for God's people to be God's people, because you're either going to take the stance with God, and you're either going to be an Elijah group who's going to stand up against the false prophets and say, let the God who is God answer by fire. And I'm going to proclaim in this congregation, I pray over this congregation, let the God who is God answer by fire. And may the fire of the true God burn up the dross, burn up the prophets of Jezebel, burn up all the false prophets, drive out the demonic influence that has called us into captivity. It is time for our captivity to end. It is time for us to take a stance as the people of God. And I'm not willing to argue over the corruption of this world. I am going to proclaim the whole world is corrupt. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of God. God is not corrupt. God is above all this. As Mitch was trying to explain to you, he's above all this. We are the people of God. We are above all this. And we are not going, we choose, it's a choice. I'm not going to be distracted about all the corruption of the world. And I'm not going to fret over everything that goes wrong in the world, because everything goes wrong in the world. And I proclaim we are to be a congregation that is Elijah. And to be a congregation that is Elijah, we must reject all that is Jezebel. And there's going to come a time when anyone who is not willing to leave Jezebel behind will be kept from attending this congregation. And I'm telling you, if you want to follow Jezebel, go somewhere else, because it's in the congregation. I'm saying we are going to push back. We are going to push back against Jezebel. We are going to push back against the false king Ahab that's supported by the Jezebel system. And we are to claim that God is the God in this congregation, and God is the God who will answer by fire. And I ask for the fire of God to fall upon us and consume us. And I speak life, and I rebuke death, and I say it's time for us to wake up. And quit worrying about the corruption. Oh, woe is me. This is going wrong. This is going wrong. Something's always going wrong in the world. The world is wrong. The kingdom is right. And God is moving. And the question is, are we going to focus on what God is doing? Are you going to be totally distracted and end up in a place where you're almost depressed because you see what God is not doing? And it's time for us to say, enough is enough. We're going to go forward. It's going to be messy, because things are going to change. Because God is a God of change. And I'm telling you, things are going to change in this congregation. God has to change me. God has to change you. And if we make a mistake, we will make a mistake because we're chasing after what God wants to do. We will not make a mistake by worrying about what God is not doing out there. Because in this congregation, what I want to see is, what is God going to do in us, in this kingdom center, in our lives, in our families, in every situation that touches us? What is God doing? What is God saying in the midst of the chaos? God is not surprised. God is not forlorn. God is not confused about what's happening. God says, look, I don't care how many prophets of Jezebel there are. I don't care how powerful Jezebel is. It's time to say there is a God
who is greater than all of the hierarchy of the corrupted world. And it's time for us as a kingdom center to start behaving like people of a kingdom center. And it's time for us to step up and serve the King. And it's time for us to answer and say, I want God to be God. And if God is God, then the nothing is the nothing. I want the all. And if you want to get the all, it will cost you everything you have. You can't hold on to anything. God will not share his throne with Jezebel in your life. It will not happen. And if we're going to have breakthroughs that we need, and we're going to have a fresh new move, which we desperately need, then and we want to be changed because God is with us, we need to surrender to the reality of God and rebuke the Jezebel spirit that wants to rule over your life and pull you down. And I say, enough is enough. We have poured water over the sacrifice. We have made it almost impossible for God to move. And I say, now it's time for God, who is God, to answer with fire. And it's up to what God can do, because we can do nothing. We can do nothing. We can bring nothing to the table to get God's will in our lives and in our congregation and in our families. We can do nothing in our own power to stand against the onslaught of the negative reports, the negative counsel, and the corruption that is in the world. We can do absolutely nothing. But I'm telling you, there's nothing impossible with God. And if you want to go with me into a season that is an Elijah season, you have to be willing to let go of the corruption of Jezebel. And I say, no more. We will draw a line and say, no more. We are not going to have another year that's comparable to what 2020 was to the world. Because I don't care what happens to the world in 2021. I care what happens to you and me and this congregation in 2021. And I'm telling you, this is the first service I've been in this new year on the solar calendar. And I'm saying, no more. No more. No more status quo. No more sitting around and waiting for God to do something, because we're going to stand up in front of the prophets of Jezebel and say, we serve the God who is God. I serve the God who is, you've got to choose here. So my wife and I are going to serve God. And it's not easy. It's not easy because there's so much confusion about what's going on. But the confusion is about what God is not doing. And if we lose the distraction of what God is not doing and we focus, what is God doing? We won't be as confused, because we will see what God is doing. We see what God is doing. We can give God the glory to his name. God is worthy of our praise, and we will be able to praise him and give him the glory to his name. We start seeing what he is doing instead of being distracted by what he is not doing. And I want to speak life and victory into you and your families and every situation in this kingdom center. And I'm telling you, from this day forward, a lot of things are going to change. Some of them will be good changes, some of them won't. But I'd rather make a mistake moving, chasing after God, than to lay back and just wait and see what's going to happen. I'm no longer interested in seeing what God is going to do with what he is not working on. And I am much more interested in jumping and let's push forward and let's see what God wants to do in our situations. And praise God.